This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
What? 60% of the time it works every time. I don't know what that means. But I will say this. If we help you, I always say, always let us know what happens. Because if it doesn't quite help as we thought it might, then we can tweak the advice that we give you. We can send you in another direction. We're here to help. 866-554-7387. Two hot button items, big topics for 2018 will be cannabis for pets. You heard me right. I mean, really, researchers are very much seriously looking into this, considering cannabis for pain relief, for behavior issues, and potentially even to treat things like eye problems in dogs or in cats. We'll learn what is known and what we're not too sure about and where to get the product from later in the program. Something else that's happening in 2018, if you're a cat owner, you may have heard about feline infectious peritonitis. That sounds bad. It is bad. FIP, maybe the worst diagnosis a veterinarian can give any pet. It's always been considered absolutely fatal, and horrifically, it mostly happens to kittens, so very young cats. Well, now that may change. It possibly is changing. There may be a drug out there that's working. In fact, a cat named Luna is on one of those drugs. We'll talk with Luna's owner, Deb Roberts, about how things are going. They're going cold, chilly, snowy throughout much of our listening area, right? Well, how do we keep our pets safe in the winter? There are some winter hazards outside you might not have thought about, but maybe I have, and I will tell you about those. But most of all, we are here for you to answer your questions, your pet behavior questions. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Dwayne in California, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hello there. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling you about my dog, Barney.
Barney.
Yeah, Barney.
What's going on with Barney?
He's a little, he's about 1 year old. We have a chewing problem with him. We put towels in these, like a towel in these special little bed I made him out of, built it out of wood box. And put a towel in for him to lay down, and you want to do that, then he wants to chew on the towel.
Where's this wood box that Barney's supposed to lay down in?
Yes, huh?
Where?
Oh, it's in the house, in the bedroom.
Okay.
We have a special room. We keep two of our dogs in there.
A special room for the dogs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Right.
All right, so...
Our kids all grew up, so now we have room for the dog. And He's a wonderful little dog. He's just a playful thing.
Is he a terrier?
He likes all kinds of toys.
Uh-huh.
But we're worried about him chewing on it, like we put a towel in for his bedding, and he chews them, chews hold them.
Yeah. Is he a terrier?
Yeah, he's a terrier mix.
Yeah, perfect for the name Barney. All right. So you've
he's
got
black and white, and really marked beautifully.
Oh, so you've got a young dog here, and
right.
He's kind of just a baby, even though he's about a year old. He's still
right.
He's still pretty young, and you know some dogs because they don't have much else to chew on will chew what they chew on, and or just like to chew on the towel. That's
right.
That's actually a concern for me because if your dog is ingesting. Actually eating any of the towel, that could be really dangerous.
That's
so
what we were really concerned about.
Yeah.
We're taking them away.
Good.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely remove the towel for now. However, your dog is also saying, I want to chew on stuff. So get appropriate toys that are Barney-proof. I mean, some really heavy-duty toys. And there are many of them out there that you could stuff treats inside to motivate Barney to really work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So one example, and there are many out there, might be a Kong toy.
Uh-huh.
So they're hard, rubber, black, or red toys.
Uh-huh.
Available anywhere pet products are sold. So
uh-huh.
You get a couple of those. You stuff treats really good inside there. Or
uh-huh.
Or low-fat, low-salt peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, anything. You just stuff it in there really good.
Mm-hmm.
Barney will go at it and kind of supervise. Do it the first few times when you're around. To make sure that somehow Barney isn't chewing through this stuff, because there are very few actual indestructible dog toys.
Right,
so make
sure,
so make sure Barney isn't actually chewing through it. If he's not, that's great. Over time, when you give him these toys, you'll be able to bring back the blanket out, not tomorrow, but eventually, because then Barney's chewing on these things and isn't chewing on the blanket, and also hopefully has forgotten about the blanket even being something to chew on. And as Barney gets a bit older, we'll appreciate the fact that now I've got something warm to lay on.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, we're hoping for that. Yes, sir.
All right, so give that a try and let me know what happens.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you for calling me back.
Thank you, and give my best to Barney and Fred and Wilma. And who am I missing? Betty. Yeah, now I've got them all. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Oh, Dino. Can't forget Dino. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retail near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name. Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you! The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Now I will multipurpose because, I mean, you've asked me some of these questions that I'm about to answer regarding cold, chilly, freezing weather and our pets. Also, it gives me an opportunity to talk about the video perhaps that I had more fun making than any other video that I've done in over 10 years. So we're talking hundreds, literally hundreds of videos on pet care, pet training, pet health, all these things. You can find that on our YouTube page. Just type in Steve Dale on YouTube or check out my Facebook fan page, and that's facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. So how many of our pets, our dogs, really need jackets or sweaters or coats in the winter? Well, the answer isn't specific. It depends. Do some of them really need it? Yes, really, really, they need it. Small dogs have little way to effectively retain body heat. They just can't do it if it's below, say, 30 degrees or 40 degrees. You know, 30 degrees probably, but 40 degrees would be the most humane thing to do if there's a cutoff point, and you can get away with it in the 30s, but I'm telling you, our dogs increasingly spend more time indoors, right? Particularly those very small dogs. So, yes, absolutely, though, if it's anywhere near freezing, put a coat or a sweater on a small dog or, so I'm talking about the little toy dogs, a dog that's 15 or 18 pounds or under. But in addition to that, sighthounds, greyhounds, whippets, Italian greyhounds for sure because they're also very small, the borzois, the saluki. They all need a coat because they have so little body fat. It's a problem I wish I had. Because of the fact that they have so little body fat, they get cold very easily. Dogs with special medical problems, special needs. Now, also senior dogs, older geriatric dogs, and we'll talk about geriatric dogs and cats next week on the show. In addition to that, what about dogs that do that little hop and skip and a jump? That they're not wanting to be Jennifer Lopez outside. It's because it's so cold. So booties can help, but what about street salt? And that is, it was a question that I did receive. And I am such a fan of the dog friendly salts. And they actually products like Safe Step Sure Paws. So go to safestepmatters.com and you'll read about how the salt is not only better for our dogs, because if they lick it off, they likely won't get a stomach upset, which is very possible with your typical street salt. But moreover, it's better for the environment and it's better for our concrete, the concrete itself. So if it's your own sidewalk you're worried about, well, then it's a better product, not only because it's more humane and it is for our pets, but it's also better for your property also. Cats that are outdoors when it's very, very cold out should not be outdoors when it's very, very cold out. If it's your cat and if it's an indoor-outdoor cat, I am a fan of cats being indoors only because I know they live longer. I know they're going to be safer. However, if you're going to do that, please don't allow the cat out if you could possibly help it on a very, very cold day. Because here's what happens. They can get into trouble too. So we often talk about dogs getting into trouble on very cold days and safety for dogs, like they run into retention ponds or on lakes that aren't quite frozen over. And then a human being goes in to try to save them. And maybe this happens every year. They both go under, you know, or we lose dogs that way because there's no person around to save them or who is able to save them. As one example, so we don't talk about the cat issues enough. And one is the cats are looking for a warm place, too. So what they do is they slink under an electric blanket. That's what a car hood is to that cat. So you've just come home. You had a 40-minute commute on your way home. Your car engine is nice and warm. The cat senses it. Not your cat, just any cat, you know, that's outdoors senses it because that cat is so cold, slinks under the car hood, still sleeping when you go to start the car. Somebody goes to start that car, and now you have a very badly injured cat, a mangled cat. And veterinarians in many parts of the country treat several of these cats every year. So what I tell people, it's like that song, Tony Orlando sang it, remember? Knock three times on the car hood. Those were the original lyrics, I believe. That's what I'd like to believe. So do that. So if there is a cat there, the cat will hopefully wake up and scamper away. You can read more about all of this and more on my website, which is stevedalepetworld.com. If you are a cat lover, you will love the next conversation because it is conceivable that the number one killer of kittens that are indoors, anyway, is a disease called feline infectious peritonitis. Always considered fatal, but maybe we're on the road to something. We'll talk to a cat owner whose cat is living with this disease and doing very well. Thank you very much. So what's her secret next?
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Deb Roberts is a cat owner outside Columbus, Ohio. She is no ordinary cat owner. And Luna, your cat, Deb, is no ordinary cat. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, this whole road and the reason why we're having you on the radio began actually when you noticed Luna, your cat, and you'll talk a bit about Luna in 1 second here, wasn't feeling so good. So tell me about it.
So we had obtained Luna about 4 to 5 weeks prior to that from a lovely breeder in Maine. She was right between 14 and 15 weeks old. I had taken her to the vet for a routine feline distemper vaccine and the checkup. And I brought her home, and she was completely lethargic from the time she received her vaccine until the time we took her into the emergency room for her vet care. She had developed ascites of her abdomen. She wasn't eating. She was sleeping. She felt extremely hot.
Yeah.
So I knew something was wrong.
And ultimately, there was a diagnosis, which was?
Was feline infectious peritonitis. And the ER doc was able to diagnose that very quickly after taking a sample of the fluid from her abdomen and putting the puzzle together with all the other symptoms that she had, basically told us she might have about 1 to 2 weeks, take her home, enjoy her, bring her back when we were ready to euthanize her.
Had you ever heard of FIP?
Never. I mean, I had briefly, you know, in the course of the research I had done before buying a Savannah cat, you know, there was some blips here and there about the different diseases of cats in general. I mean, Luna's my first indoor animal, my first pet, as far as that goes, aside from horses. I've never had any indoor pets. So this was completely new, completely shocking.
Yeah. It's horrible to hear that you have this little baby, a kitten,
right?
That's diagnosed with FIP. And what we didn't say is FIP is considered fatal. So you're heartbroken, but then you stumbled upon what?
So, you know, as a nurse and having been involved in clinical trials in my career, I thought, you know, there has to be something. There has to be a way to prolong her life. They had sent us home with a couple palliative treatments and steroids and things to help her eat and make her feel better. But I wasn't satisfied with that. So I started doing some research, and I spent the better part of that Saturday basically Googling all the different veterinary colleges, including Ohio State here locally. I stumbled upon the GC376 trial at UC Davis that had just completed. And I just sent some emails to some of the research teams at these universities, not thinking I would get a response.
But you did get a response.
The next day, the very next day.
And that's University of California, Davis. Dr. Niels Peterson said, I believe he said something like, we're beginning another clinical trial.
He did. His research assistant, Mike, was who responded to me. And he said, send me everything you have. Send me all of her diagnostic tests, which, you know, we had done a multitude of tests just to confirm this diagnosis, from fetal echo to x-rays to the fluid sample, blood tests, everything. So I sent all that out there, and it was a very quick response from Dr. Peterson saying that, you know, they were just in the process of wanting to start the trial on this new drug that wasn't even approved in their own location yet, but he was going to try to push it through, and how quickly could I get Luna there?
And this new drug is?
That's the Evo 984. All I can say about the drug is that it's an antiviral, and it's a fabulous drug. And
well, of course, you know, you're saying it's a fabulous.
It is amazing. I mean, I can't even tell you her turnaround time was within 1 to 2 days of her first injection.
And this is how many months out from the initial diagnosis?
So we started the trial April 24th, and so here we are. Gosh, she's 9 months old now, so she was 15 weeks at the time, so we're over 6 months out.
Yeah, so Dr. Peterson says officially that Luna's in remission?
He believes so. We're afraid to use the C word, the cure word.
Yes.
It's one of those things you just don't want to quite say it yet.
And there isn't enough.
Everything points to that. You know, it really
yes,
does.
There isn't enough known about it, but I will tell you, the Wynn Feline Foundation has been funding studies for FIP for decades, literally. Dr. Peterson is often in front of those studies, and he thinks and these are his words, I've kicked open the door, I have found something that may work, and it's an antiviral drug that we're talking about.
It is.
You can learn more on two websites. One you're going to give me.
Clockfip.org is actually the website.
That's SOCKFIP.org or Wynn, WINN, felinefoundation.org, WynnFelineFoundation.org. Deb, we're crossing our fingers, and I hope we are able to follow up and talk to you in 6 more months and say, hooray, Luna is doing great, because this is unheard of. We think we're finally onto something for FIP. Deb, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In North Dakota, Kenny, you are on the radio.
Oh, how are you today?
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I'm so excited because you are our first call from North Dakota this year.
Well, then I guess I'll get lucky and find out what I need to find out.
Well, I think you're lucky to get through. I'm lucky to talk to you. What do you need to find out?
Okay, situation being, I had a 11-year-old boxer that he had to put down here. A couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I also have a 10-month-old Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labradoodle, he won't go back to eating.
Oh.
And I mean, I've been trying to doctor up his dog food with, you know, canned food and stuff like that there. And he just refuses even different types of canned dog food. He'll just put his nose up and walk away.
Well, he must be eating something. I mean, how long has this been going on?
It's a couple of weeks now.
Well, you know? Okay. So
he has had a couple of meals.
Yeah.
But it's like with homemade, hamburger and stuff like that. There, hamburger and rice. He eats that.
All right. So first of all, I want to make sure that nothing is medically wrong with your dog. I mean, it would be a big coincidence that, okay, my dog, this older dog passes away, and now this dog doesn't eat only, but it might be. It might be coincidence. It might be something is going on medically that would explain all this. Now, having said that, what I would do is try to keep up the routine. First of all, our dogs are emotional beings, and yes, they can mourn the loss of a family member, which could include another dog. There's no question about that. So what you want to try to do is to keep the routine as much as possible. So if in the morning you took your dog for a walk or tossed the tennis ball, or if that's what your dog likes, begin doing that a couple times a day. Take your dog's mind off of the issue, sort of speak. So your dog doesn't just mope around thinking about, well, where's my buddy? If indeed that's what your dog is thinking about. I mean, we don't know exactly what they're thinking, but certainly distraction can help. So if your dog is doing something fun and that tail's wagging and your dog's going back and forth and incidentally working up an appetite in the process, then that's a good thing emotionally. It's a good thing physically for your dog. You can try to, yes, home cook the meal for your dog and then back it up and slowly begin to add kibble to it. If that's your goal, that's absolutely fine. That would be a good thing to do. You know, so get your dog to eat, spoil your dog for a couple of days, but then slowly, if kibble is your preference or moist dog food, whatever your preference is, then slowly begin to add that to your food and take away from the chicken or whatever the heck you're making for your dog. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, that's, you know, right on the road of what I have to try to do.
Yeah.
Because he's going to hit his, my puppy, his mother was a giant poodle. So, I mean, he's going to be basically a small horse. And, you know, if I can't get him eating, dry dog food again, boy, I'm going to go broke.
Well, you can get him to eat dry dog food. Right now, since you've gone this route, I would continue going this route and feed him whatever he'll eat. But again, begin to make the transition and do it slowly. Do understand at some point if your dog is balking, your dog may be training you. So understand that as well. I'm not saying that's going on now. I mean, your dog really, truly may be mourning the loss of a buddy. And I understand that. And you, it sounds, understand that too. So just like if you lose a family member, you know, human beings are different. So the comparison I'm about to make only goes so far. But if your buddy can get you to go to a baseball game, if you're a baseball fan and you're watching the baseball game, maybe your mind is off of the fact that you've lost a friend, you know. So same thing with our dogs. If we can, and even more so with dogs, right? Because they don't, dogs are not multitask thinkers. So if they're doing one thing, they're not thinking about another, as far as we know. So if your dog is having a great time going after that tennis ball or whatever your dog is doing, even sniffing at the flowers on a walk, your dog is not thinking, oh, I wish I were home because I wish I could be with my friend. I mean, your dog does, dogs don't think that way. So if you could distract your dog into thinking about something else, that would be huge.
Well, then he's going to be going out to the doggy park later on today, probably for a while.
Probably that'll do him some good. But again, on the way to the dog park, if you could, I'd visit the veterinarian. I want to make sure that nothing, I mean, there could be a medical explanation for what's going on. And in that case, no amount of sort of cheering up your dog is going to help. So ruling out anything medical is a good idea.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the time, and come visit North Dakota sometime.
Where are you in North Dakota?
Fargo.
Well, so is it like the movie?
Well, right now there ain't no snow on the ground because it's been so warm that everything melted. But normally at this time of year we'd have a lot of snow on the ground.
Say something in Fargo to me.
Just a Norwegians up here, you know, so a lot of, and we're close to Canada, so we talk like Canadians sometimes.
Norwegian Canadians, is that what y'all are?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I hope I helped you.
Yeah, you have a very fine day.
All right, thank you. 866-554-PETS. That's how you do it. So when there's a divorce at home, and there are many of those, unfortunately, across America, who gets the pet? How does that work out? And what if the pet doesn't like the choice that's made? That is our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. And that question comes up next, along with my answer.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all natural, fast acting, salt free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watery.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about geriatric and senior pets. So, you know what? But the reality is, if you're a pet owner and you've been a pet owner, you've experienced the cycle of life. It is part of having a pet, right? Well, Dr. Mary Gardner is an expert on older pets. She's written a book that I will say I was honored to participate with and write a chapter for. The name of the book is Treatment and Care of Geriatric Veterinary Patients. And we will talk with Dr. Gardner next week.
3 simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Oreo is very close to my wife. But since our divorce, The cat has been living with me for 4 years. He hisses at visitors and sometimes hisses at me. He's been aggressive, even biting at people. The veterinarian says Oreo is in good health. What can I do, if anything, to change his behavior? From Kentucky, Wally. I'll try to answer this question. I mean, part of my challenge is I don't know what Oreo's demeanor was like before the divorce. So I wonder if the divorce affected the cat. Now, listen, it's not that the cat is thinking, well, she got a rotten deal in court, and I'm just going to hiss at him and be nasty. No, it's the change of life, the change of households. I mean, this cat was mostly attached, just based on your mail here, to your wife. So what are you doing with the cat? So I don't know what happened there that you got the cat, but if Oreo had the vote, it might not have been something Oreo would have voted for. I also wonder, and it sounds like I'm coming down on you, and I really don't mean to, but I wonder if you're meeting the cat's needs. I mean, cats do need attention, maybe not as much as dogs, but they do need our attention. That means you have to play with the cat, maybe not once a day, every day, but once a day or twice a day, most days, maybe three times a day, some days, you know, you have to interact with the cat. The cat has to be part of your life. Now, maybe that's the case. I don't know. I mean, maybe that choice was chosen because you actually can spend more time with the cat than your wife. I don't know, but something happened, and it might have only been the change which can affect some cats. But maybe Oreo was like this all along. I mean, I don't know, based on your question. So here's the thing. When visitors come in the house, tell them to ignore Oreo. Totally, completely ignore Oreo. It's actually the proper thing to do in cat language. So when you have four, not all cats, lots of cats are very social, and they want to see everybody. But I'd say the majority, just somewhere over 50% of cats, people walk in the house, three or four or five or six people come into the house, and three or four or five people go up to the cat. Oh, you're the cutest cat. I want to pet you. I want to play with you. And the cat's like, I'm out of here. You know, and in cat language, that's offensive. That's too forward. That's almost being off. It's scary to a cat. You know, all these people, the cat, I don't know you. What are you coming at me for? You know, it's the one person who just sits there because usually he or she is allergic or afraid of cats, and they just sit there, and then the cat is, oh, that person knows my language. They're looking the other way, and that's actually polite, and I'm going to go up to that person. So much to the chagrin of that person, that is the person the cat approaches. So what I do suggest is that when visitors come over, they toss some very special cat treats, whatever your cat likes, little pieces of cheese, they could be manufactured products as well, toward the cat. So when people come over, the cat gets good things, and just kind of leave it at that. And, you know, when cats feel in control, when they can make the calls and feel safe, all of which is the same, then they will begin maybe to approach people. Some cats may never. It depends on the cat. Not forcing the issue, though, is the best thing you can do as far as giving advice to people when they come over, as far as interacting with the cat. You can also certainly, good thing to do, plug in some feel away. Now, feel away is a copy of a pheromone. So when this cat is alone with you, my guess is that the cat rubs its cheek pads periodically against your leg or a chair leg or a table leg. And that cat's depositing a pheromone saying, oh, hey, cool, I'm comfortable in my environment. Everything's okay. This is my home. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. Well, if you're a cat, that's a really good thing. And this is a copy of that pheromone. That'll tone down anxiety a bit. Will this absolutely solve your problem? I don't know, but it will put you in the right direction. Again, that product is called FeelAway. You can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a hot topic for 2018, but we are never afraid of the hot topics here. Hard to see that topic. There's so much smoke in the air as we talk about cannabis for our pets. Yes, it's a thing. Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I am here to talk about cannabis. You heard me right, with Dr. Kassara Andre, who is about to launch the Cannabis and Veterinary Medicine Symposium. How is cannabis being used? And I know it's begun to be used for our dogs and cats, Dr. Andre.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. I'm really excited to be able to talk to you and about this. This is such an interesting area. Cannabis is starting to be so of interest to all of our pet parents. So we see them looking for pain relief, comfort, anti-anxiety, And so we think there's a ton of potential for how cannabis can be used. There's two studies currently at CSU exploring its use in arthritis and epilepsy. So those are really only studies we have, but I think there's so much potential for where we can use it in the future.
Yeah, CSU would be Colorado State University.
That's correct.
So in your state, you have some advantage that, and in your city, which is Denver, that I don't believe many other cities or states do, where it is more freely used, may I say. But elsewhere around the country, typically that isn't the case. So how does one decide, okay, I've got a dog, I live in New York State, I live in South Carolina, wherever I live, and it's an end-of-life issue, it's cancer that you mentioned, maybe even for anxiety. Where people go on the internet, they order stuff. How do they know they're ordering the right stuff, what that dosage really should be?
Well, so first of all, I would make sure that we talk about the legality of using cannabis. So making sure that you're always staying within legal restrictions within your state. But, of course, we're starting to see so many states bring on legalization of cannabis, both recreationally and medically. So making sure first that you know the policies of your area and then working with your veterinarian. Whatever case or condition you want to use cannabis for your animals, it's important to make sure that you bring your family veterinarian on board, that they know what you're doing and can advise you along the way.
You know, there are so many products, though, that now they're specifically for pets. And they say,
exactly.
Well, yeah, this has cannabis in it. It's legal to purchase, as far as I know. And how do you know, though, that it really works? How do you know in an unregulated world whether it is the real thing or not or can be dangerous? And then how much do you give?
All great questions and stuff that we're, you know, as a veterinary industry trying to figure out. So I have, whenever I talk to pet owners about this, I kind of have a couple of qualifications that I ask them to look at in the product. So most importantly, you want to make sure that they have really clear labeling, that you know what they're claiming is in the product. Is it hemp? Is it marijuana? And how can you dose it? That's one of the problems we see with a lot of these online or just hasty startup businesses. How do you know how much you're actually giving to your pet so then you can work with your veterinarian? Making sure there's no extra additives and that it's an oil-based product can be really important. On the human side, we see a lot of alcohol-based products, and that's something we don't want to use in pets. And then making sure that it's a whole plant extract, that's something that we're learning a lot about, not just a single molecule, CBD, THC, but actually has the whole plant, all the molecules from the plant put into that product. So really, in answer to your question, it has to be, unfortunately, that pet owner really interviewing the company, looking at their website, calling, asking questions, and then doing some exploration with their veterinarian about that product as well.
Well, I have an ignorant question here. If it's hemp, is that all that different?
So a great question. And so hemp is technically less than 0.3% THC. So that's what government recognizes as hemp. And then marijuana is anything that has a higher concentration of THC. So it is different. It has different purposes that we use it for, different applications in different conditions. As well as how much of that plant you need to produce the product. So hemp is grown for fiber, for industry, so it's a little bit harder to get the CBD, THC, terpene components out of that plant. Again, not bad, but knowing why you want to use that cannabis product can really help you decide which product is more applicable.
And you have a symposium coming up in Denver is all about this and more.
We are very excited about it. It's just an opportunity for us to present to the public and the veterinary community all the scientific data that we know at the moment, and then give them some reliable resources to keep in touch as this industry grows and we learn more about the plant itself.
And where can people learn more?
So veterinarycannabis.org is our website. We have a bunch of resources up. We're available for answering any questions as well as all the information about the symposium.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Andre.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Next week, special focus on our aging pets.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.